सलापयां चक्षुमि संजेना तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकावै सदावे कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन नाम्ने गौरवसे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंस राधा कंस नमोस्तुते सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुते देवी प्रणवामि हरि प्रिय ओम वृंदावई तुलसी देवी प्रिया वै केशव च कृष्ण भक्ति हरि देवी तस्य वाचरे नमो नमः
Mahaprabhu, he asked Rai Ramananda, দুঃখবাদী কোন দুঃখ হয় গুরুতর। There are many types of sorrow, unhappiness. But for the topmost unhappiness, Krishna bhakto virha vina dukkha nahi par. When the separation from Guru and Vaishnava, this is our topmost separation. Why? Because no Harikatha, not anything, actually this is thing. When we are, actually we are conditional beings. When we are staying with Guru and Vaishnava, at that time our mind, body and everything completely absorbed in Krishna Naam and Krishna Katha. But when we separate from Guru and Vaishnava, and our mind is going nowhere, only Vishal Manya. That's a big thing. Now we are coming here about 5, 6, or 7 days and we are doing Navadi Dham Parikrama and also always chanting Hari names and remembering six pastimes of our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and associate Guru and also associate Krishna and going to her. The Ganga is taking Atman. Right? Every morning we are taking Atman and also glorify the Ganga. But when we go back to our house, Parvati, no, there is no Ganga, no Vaishnava, maybe Vaishnava, Sri Vaishnava. You know Sri Vaishnava? Who is Sri Vaishnava? Mine and my wife and my son. Ami Vaishnav, Sri Vaishnav, R Vaishnav. Sri Vaishnav Rati Karnal Khabe Pare. That means, only three Vaishnavs in my house. Myself, and my husband, and my child. Sri Vaishnav. This is all. Actually, no sadhu sangha, not free katha. Nothing. So, I am now here even married. In 11th canto, Navadevendra Sambhad, the conversation between 9 heresies, Navadevendra and King Nini Maharaj. That time Nini Maharaj, he quoted one bhāt in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ato aptanti khema pichyama bhavato anabhā, samsāra rasmi khanāturi satsanga, Sevati in the Naam. Oh my God. When they are associated with sadhu, only one moment, khanāsatāl. Not one moment here, three. Khanāsatāl means half moment. What is it, sadhu? All of your sinful activities, everything is destroyed from your heart. Because sadhu sangha is very powerful. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarvasatri kar, lamatra sadhu sangha, sarvasiddhi har. All satras, Ved, Puran, Upanishad, glorify about sadhu sangha. Association with Ganapai, sadhu. Atul Hari the meaning of sangha. Samma, rupena, gamana, iti, sangha. Completely, following the two states of Vanathai, Guru and Sadhu, that is called Sadhu Sangha. That means making the rules and regulations of Shastras and always following the instructions of Guru and Vaishnava, that is called Sadhu Sangha. But in Sadhu Sangha you have Hari Katha. Without Hari Katha, no Sangha, not anything. Guru wants to explain. So, there are many bugs. Mosquitoes, not bugs, in the staying in our bed. Not in the front of bed bugs. They are also associated with sadhu. Away they are, spreading the blood of the sadhu. Actually, this is not sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means always following his instruction and try to realize his mood. That is called sadhu sangha. Actually, who is topmost sadhu? Topmost sadhu, Srimati Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his follower, Rupa Sanata, Sarvadamada, Raya Ramananda, is called Jonathan Sadhu. So try to realize their mood, Guru Vaishnava's mood. So, today's very auspicious day, I try to glorify about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appears in Navadvip Dham. Our Shastras also glorify our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have Chaitanya Sri Krishna appeared in this world in form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishnu Chakravarti Pad in his Sapna Vilas Grantha very nicely and sweet bhag he also explains. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also glorified of his one grantha. That is called Gauranga Smaranga. Very nice grantha. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Pad, he explained in his Sapna Vilasam Grantha. When once time Krishna, he was remembering in Gorakh Vrindavan. Krishna, now he is thinking, oh, when I was in Vrindavan, home of Vrindavan, and when I left Vrindavan, and that time Srimati Radhika, and all the gopis, and all Vrijavasi, they also completely buried for me, and also feeling separation, and especially Srimati Radhika. So Krishna is thinking, why Srimati Radhika she yearned for me, means separation. Of my beauty and complexion, all the entities, they also yearned. But I also yearned for Srimati Radhika's complexion. And then Krishna also then thinking, when Srimati Radhika, she tastes of my beauty and guna and lila. Guna and lila means his qualities of my qualities and pastime. But that time Srimati Radhika, what she realized? These things also clearly explained Sarup Damodar in his Shiradhaya Pranaya Mahima Kirishovanaiva Satrojana Madhurima Kirishovamai Madhya Sokhancha Mat Unhota Kirisho Viti Duhat Tadbhavata Samajana Satyagarva Sindhu Parindu. You know this stroke, many many times Gurudev explained this stroke. For these three reasons, Krishna, he appear in this Kali Yuga in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in Gorakh Vrindavan, Krishna Chandra is thinking, oh, now Kali Yuga is coming. Because when Krishna disappears from this world in the end of the Tapas, and then he is Kali Yuga manifested. Krishna Sadhama Pogati, Srimad Bhagavatam, that this or to put it this thought. When Krishna disappears from this world and is anywhere, Kali Yuga appears in this world. When Kali Yuga is coming, and then again what? Always they are quarreling to each other. Kali means Kalaham Lati Iti Kali. Always quarreling to each other. Arguments. Nobody not doing bhajan sadhan, not anything. Only they are doing arguments. That is the logic. So then Krishna is thinking, oh, now Kali Yuga is coming, so now we'll go and also establish prem dharma. And also I will test the beauty of Srimati Radhika, and I also explain these three things. Sirabhaya Pranaya Mahima Kriviso Panayiva. What is the glory of Srimati Radhika Pranaya? Sabdhajana Madhurima and Srimati Radhika, when she tested the beauty of Srimati Radhika Krishna and what she realized, Chokhanta Mat Anubhavata Kriviso Vyati Lobhar. And when she tested what she realized, for these three reasons, Krishna is thinking, oh, I will go in Navadvip Dham and I will test and I will preach Nam Sankirtan and also establish Yuga Dharma. Actually, all these reasons is what? External, that is called secondary. Rasik Sekhar Krishna Parama Kolon. Krishna is called topmost Rasik and is very merciful, compassionate. Ragmarge Bhakti Lok, Prem Rasa Nirjas Kurite Astajan, Ragmarge Bhakti Lok Kurite Pracharan. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world only for two reasons. Though Shastra explains four reasons. First, Siddhartha Pranaya Mahima, this slok. Second, Advaita Acharya, because when Advaita Acharya appeared in this world and he saw all the Navadvip bhaktis, they are not doing bhajan and sadhan. Even the Brahmins and Panditas, what they are doing? They are going the Ganges and taking water and to pray to each other and giving cars. 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 They are doing. Will they come? Oh, he will come here, eh? Oh, very nice. So you will not change your seat. Your seat is permanent. So, yes, what is it? And now they are doing bhajan and sadhan. Even Navadvip bhaktis, they also making very big hit. Kali, Sri, Durga, many demigods and demigoddesses. And taking what? Alcohol. And also all night they are dancing, singing and mundane song. Not Krishna Katha, not anything. Even they also want marriage ceremony of what? Bidal Bidali. That is called the he cat and she cat. Understand? They are doing it. You see. And also only they also wasted their money. But then Chaitanya Maha, Advaita Acharya, he took some water of the Ganges and also licked up Tulasi. And he offered to Lord. Oh, if Lord Krishna appeared in this world, oh, I will manifest of my four handed. And I will what? Destroy all the world. They didn't. Also, it is a sound coming from sky. And so told, oh, Advaita Acharya, you should?
You
should keep?
Eh?
You should be patient. Eh? Now I am coming. So, our Acharya explained the calling of Advaita Acharya. Krishna appeared in this world in form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In another, Yuga Dharma Prachar established Yuga Dharma. And he also preached Naam Sankirtan. Naam Prem Maladati Varai Vajabajan. And he also made Naam and put in her Prem and he offered all the devotees. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He preached for things, not Vaidhi Bhakti. Though he preached Vaidhi Bhakti, this is also external. Because before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many acharyas, such as Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimadita, they also preached about Vaidhi Bhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared not only Vaidhi Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached Paddi, Rag Bhakti. Ragamadhya Bhakti Lok Koriti Pracharan. He preached Rag Bhakti. What kinds of Rag Bhakti? Braj Rag Bhakti. How the Brajavati is their continuous love and affection with Krishna. Such as Nanda Yashoda, Subhava Sridham, Rakta Bhadra, and Radhika Lalita Vishakha and this. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also preached this thing. And also, he gives another thing, very confidential thing, is Braj Madhurya Bhakti. In Braj Madhurya, there are two types of Madhurya. One is called Tandatmika, and another is called Ramatmika. Tandatmika means relationship with Krishna. Actually, Samandatmika also in her, Dharaka and Braj. Rukmini Satyabhama, their prem also Samandha Atmika, relationship with Krishna. Even Samandha Atmika in Braj, Nanda Yashoda, because Nanda Yashoda, they are saying Krishna is my son. So, son and father, this is also what? Samandha, relationship. Even Subal Sridham, their prem is called also Samandha Atmika. Because Subal Sridham, they are thinking, oh, Krishna is my friend. This is called Samandha Atmika prem. But confidential things will you blurt in her. Kamatmika. Actually, what is called Kam? Kam means lust. Actual Braj, Brajavasis, Lalita, Vishaka, Radhikas, actually they have no Kaam. What is it? Premigo? Premigo Gopanam, Gopinam?
Gopa Ramana, Kama
Ishyagamatkasam, Ishyagamatkasam, Ishyagamatkasam.
Someone may raise a doubt. Oh, this love of the gopis for Krishna is quite wrong. It is not pure. See, the Krishna Sarvaj Goswami is saying, don't let this thought come in your mind. Why not? Oh, you can see. In Gopi Premamritam, in this grantha, there it's written, Premaya Vago Puramanam, Kama Icharamat Pratam, Ityudavadi Hopiyaitan, Bantan Ti Bhagavat Kriya. The love of the gopis, it is prem, that means it is pure. Krishnendriya Priti Ichad Hare Prem Nam, the desire which is pure, only to satisfy the transcendental senses of Krishna, not for one's own satisfaction, that is called prem. So prema eva goparamanam, the goparamani, Krishna's covered consorts, their love is prem, but kama ityagamat pratam, it has become famous by the name kam, because of its appearance, it appears to be like kam, but really it's not lust. Is there any evidence? Yes. Ityudavadiyopiyetam bandhanti bhagavat priya. All the great devotees, such as Uddhav, Shiv, Brahma, Narad, Vyas, and all, they want to have a love like this. It is desired by them. So they are pure, they are Mahajans. They cannot be affected by any bodily concept of life. And yet they want this. Oh, so this is our command.
So, Amatmika. Bhakti, again also divided into, there is God, Sambhavichyami and Tattat Harichyami. Sambhavichyami is prema in Lalita Vishakha, it is called Asasati. Their prema is called Sambhavichyami. Very difficult to understand this thing. And this, another, Tattat Bhavichyaman. This frame is very high level. That is called Manjari frame. Okay. Manjari, Rishi Manjari. Yes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this world and he also preached these types of frame. But he should not give up the Bhaji Bhakti. Sadhak Master who follow the Bhaji Bhakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains his system. Vidhi Marga Rata Jani, Sadhi Rata Ratna Dhani, Raga Margi Parena Pravi. Without Bhaji Bhakti, very difficult. They think that is Raga Bhakti. Suti Smriti, Pancharatri Vidhin Vina, Vaitamti, Hare Bhakti, Utpadati, Kevalam. Suti Smriti Pancharatra Vidhi Vina. Without maintaining the rules and regulations of Vedas, Upanishad, Mahabharata and all other sastras, you never enter into Shuddha Bhakti. And if you don't maintain the rules and regulations of sastras, and you are thinking, oh, I will do bhajan and sadhan or kamtik bhakti, that is called one-pointed bhakti. This is called only disturbance bhakti. So you are taking what? Male, eh? So mosquito also wants looking. Dhyanena Ardha Bhajana. You know Dhyanena Ardha Bhajana? Do you mean? When a dhyan means when you take male and your sastra also says, oh, you also half? Eat me. So, understand what do you say? No. Not understanding? Dhyane no dhyane, what is it?
You can see dhyane no dhyane. Half eaten.
You have half eaten.
Considered.
Oh, if you smell something, it's considered that you've already eaten half of it.
Half eaten. Understand? So in Jagannath temple, in South India, in the temple, what? Padmanabh temple. When the pujaris and those who are cooking, they also what? Cover their nose.
Cloth.
Cloth, yes. Put their cloth in their nose. Because they are not taking any snow. So, I also explained this thing. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appeared in this world. Actually, they preached about Raga Bhakti. But he, when I also spoke in Jaya, in my lecture, I also spoke how ये साधक ये ऐसा ये राग भक्ति ये मार्ग फॉलो फिर रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन साथ ही राघवत में चंद्रिका फिर विश्वनाथ चतुर्वेदी पाठ एक्सप्लेन वैधिभक्ति ये श्रवणादि वैधिभक्ति उद्दिष्ट है इस श्रवण कीर्तन और दिव्य वैधिभक्ति यू मस्ट परफॉर्म इन योर साधक बिहार यू मस्ट डू भजन एंड साधक एंड प्रैक्टिस द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन ऑफ वैधिभक्ति एंड यू स्टे इन हर इन ब्रज यू स्टे इन नवदीप धाम और ब्रजधाम इन हर नॉट केशव जी गोरी मठ यू स्टे इन हर रूप सनातन मे बी नेक्स्ट ईयर यू शुड नॉट स्टे इन हर रूप सनातन नेक्स्ट ईयर यू विल स्टे इन हर गोवर्धन एंड मे बी अनदर ईयर यू विल स्टे इन हर राधाकुंड गोरी मठ So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Pad, here is Raghavatma Chandrika, explains, is staying here in Braj. Tishthan Braje Pradhan Ragi Janan Ugami Salan Nayat Akhilam Itta Upadish Saram Tannam Urupa Chaitari Sukritanan Uchmitu Pahana Rasana Manati Nijajyu Tishthan Braje Pradhan Ragi Jananugami Salam Naita Kilamitta Upadesa Saram. This is the essence of my all instruction. Prabhu Goswami Pad, he explains in his nature of instruction. So now Rupa Chaitari.
In this 8th verse of Sri Upadesa Mitam, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he is saying, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu. It's those who want to receive the divine transcendental gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have to observe this process. What is that? Sukirtananu. Sukirtananu means you have to hear from very pure and high level rasic Vajrasik Bhavuk Vaishnavas. Then what we've heard from them, we have to chant that. That is called true kirtan. Not only kirtan, true kirtan. That kirtan that we are speaking, we are not reading from any book or here and there, but from hearing from qualified Vaishnavas, repeating that which we have heard, that is called true kirtan. How? True kirtan alo. Continuously. And alo also means being under guidance. So Tannama Rupa Charitari Sukirtanalu. What we have heard from pure Vaishnavas, we have to repeat that continuously and be under guidance. This kirtan of Krishna's Naam, Rup, Gun, Lila, Parakara, Dham, all of these things. Then Smrityo Kramena Asalama Nasimi Yajat. Only chanting? No. Chanting and at the same time engaging the mind in Smaran. Krishna Smaram Janam Kasya Prasnam Nija Samihitam. Chanting at the same time, being absorbed in remembrance of Krishna's pastimes. Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasini Yoda. Smrityo Kramena. Remembering in stages, gradually. In other words, there is a process how to be absorbed. First Smaran, then Dharana, then Dhyan, then Dhruvanu Smriti, and finally Samadhi. Completely absorbed in remembrance. This is called Pramena, the stages that the sadhak goes through in order to become perfect in his bhajan. So Smrityo Pramena Rasana Manasi Niyojat. Where should one undergo this process? Tishtan Raja. One must reside in Brajmandal. Or maybe Navdeep Dham is also Brajmandal. One should reside there. Or Jagannath Puri Dham. But in one of the Dhams, either Navdeep Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, one must do bhajan there. Why? These places are transcendental and they have a special power. If any devotee is hearing and chanting and taking shelter of the Dham, then very easily, without effort, by the mercy of the Dham, the leelas, the pastimes which have taken place, in that place will manifest in the heart. Therefore, Goswamis, they're always moving here and there. Radha Kunja Tate Kalinda Taniyati Neta Vamsi Vate Sreeman Madhava Sadhase Siddhasya Agrasto Svarasosada. Why are they going from one place to another in bread? Sometimes Govardhan, sometimes Shavakund, Radha Kund, sometimes on the bank of Jamuna, sleeping under a different tree every night. Why? Because the dharma is so powerful. These different respective places will manifest respective leaders in the heart of the sadhus. So Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, Anuradhya Radha Padam Bhojarenam Anasritya Vrindavati Tat Padankam. Unless you, Anasritya Vrindavati Tat Padankam, unless you take shelter of the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, which is marked with the footprints of Srimati Radhika, then there's no chance to realize all of these things. So Rupa Goswami, he put emphasis on this. Tishtan Vrajay, be in bread, but don't be alone. Tishtan Vrajay, that Anuragi Janalugami. Anugami, you have to follow who? Anuragi Jana. You have to follow one who is deeply attached to the service of Radha Krishna. This is applicable externally and internally both. Being in association, a very high level rasik bhajan, Sikya Guru, and following him outwardly, how he's doing sadhan bhajan, and following inwardly also by Siddha Deha, this is the pranali for those who want to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami Pad. Tishtan Vrajay Tadanuragi Janarugami Kalam Nayat Akinam Itu Pradeshasam. And Kalam Nayat, you should spend all your time doing this, not doing anything else, 24 hours a day, and then perfection can come. This is Upadeshasam, the essence, the very nectar of all instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Then third point, Mani Mani Siddhadiya Pariya Bhavan Ratri Dine Raha Krishne Parami Devan. When he qualified, and then he should take another mantra, that is the Gopi mantra and Gopi Bhav. Very higher. That's why 11 more than Panchadasa. Right? Five conditions. And so he is completely absorbed of his transcendental call and he will do bhajan and sadhana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his kirtan also explained this thing. You know this kirtan? That is Vedite Bhuli Bhava Kavi
Nisula Parichaya.
This kirtan explained. Actually this kirtan is very high level. Who comes in the stage of bhav. That is, he is qualified this thing. So, as we explained this thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this world and he also preached this type of bhakti. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dham, this Navadvip dham, is very merciful. One day in my class I also explained, if you are Sultan Lord Shiva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dham, you never enter in Braj dham and Brajmandan Krishna Chandra. So first you Sultan Lord Shiva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dham. Yatha yatha guru padara bindi bindir bhuvat kutapunna punya tatha tatha sapi hiri akasma Radha Param Bhujo Sudham Burar. According to your previous Sukriti, they completely surrender to the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the person is Master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Radha Param Bhujo Sudham Burati. And then you realize the lotus feet of Chaitanya Srimati Radhika. Means the Buddha Srimati Radhika. Gaurangira Sangi Gane Nitta Siddha Kori Mane Kaar Hoy Braja Bhumi Bar Seha Gaurangira Sangi Gane Nitta Siddha Kori Mane Seja Brajanda Sutta Par Shri Gaura Mandal Bhumi Jeva Gane Chinta Mane Kaar Hoy Braja Bhumi Bar. Actually this Krishna Narottam Das Thakur very nicely explained this thing. So first realize about Navadvip Dham. Then Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Dham is called Madhurya Dham and Navadvip Dham is called Udarya Dham. and also Navadvip Basi. They are very automatical. So, Natandas Thakur explained, Gauranga Sangigane Nitya Siddha Kori Mane. That's what? Mm. Also, realize the associate of Krishna Mahaprabhu, they are eternal. Only they will go in where? In Brajas, Braj, and they will start Brajananda, Krishna Chandra. Se Gaura Mandal Bhumi, Deva Janaya Chintamani, that's why Brajas Nirvai. Also, realize this Navadvip Dham, it's called Chintamani. Chintamani?
Mm-hmm.
The yes zone. And he will go in Braj Dham. So, very carefully, you try to understand this thing. And always, you should give respect of all the Dham Bhajis, those who are living in Navadvip Dham. You know Monasiksha, in first look, also Raghunathas Goswami explained. You should give respect all the residents of Braj and all the residents of Navadvip Dham. Dhamavati jane pranati kariya madhivo kipar kriparolis. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, oh, in humble, I want to pray to Lord of feet of all the Dhambati. Dhamavati jan, oh Dhambati jan, please give me mercy. Gaura Vraja jane, jedna dekhivo, haivo, varaja vati.
Gaura Vraja jane, jedna dekhivo.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, when will that day come? When I will not see any difference between the residents of Navadvip and the residents of Vrindavan, between the forest of Vrindavan and the forest of Navadvip? When I realize this fact, oh then, I will become an eternal Brijvasi. And by the mercy of Navadvip Dham, the transcendental form of the Dham will manifest before my eyes, and then I will become the Radhika Dasi, the Palya Dasi, my servant of Srimati Radharani.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur doing this one.
Kave Gauravane Suradhani Tate Aradheha Krishna Bole.
Thank you. No, no, no.